I just read an article titled Google is positioning its new job search product as an effort to save America. It got my attention because, of course, it talked about jobs and job search, and in the title it said Save America. So it got my attention, and I'm sure that title got a lot of other people's attention. So I read the article, and the article is explaining about Google's new product that will match, well, not match, let's say that differently, but that will show more jobs available with companies. So, for example, most of you probably go to Indeed.com or CareerBuilder or Monster to look for jobs. Well, Google's creating its own job board. I forgot the name of it. But anyway, it's a job board, and all it's doing is taking all the content from CareerBuilder, Monster, and from employers and posting their jobs. So you get more, what's the word? It's going to be like a one central location, kind of like how we use Google now. We use Google to, the majority of us go to Google to find out any kind of information, right? For example, if I put in a subject, I can click on the news button in Google and it will give me all the news outlets. Well, I did that today and I was very disappointed because the news outlets that I usually see, like Fortune.com or Inc.com or CNN, MSNBC, ABC, AJC, which is the paper here in Atlanta, or the Chicago Tribune, stuff like that, real legitimate news outlets. I didn't see that. When I clicked on it today, it was all these other sites that all these other supposedly news outlets I've never heard of. None of the major local newspapers popped up. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it might just be my phone. So when I get home this evening, I'll check and see if it's still real legitimate news outlets on there, which is very disappointing. Maybe they're working on some stuff over there at Google since they're adding this new job thing. So this is what I'm assuming is going to happen, but I don't know because I haven't seen it quite yet. But what we need to understand is, I always say we got to look at things a little bit deeper, maybe with your third eye and listen with your third ear. Google is about, I mean, let's see, how can I say it? This job search aggregator that Google has created is a billion, almost trillion-dollar industry. Google wants to get in because Google has been paying attention to what people have been searching for. They see that tons and tons of Americans are searching for jobs. A lot of employers are complaining that they can't fill the positions that they have available. But where the disconnect is that it's not that consumers or job seekers are not finding the jobs. There's billions of sites that they're aware of that have job posting. The problem is they're not getting hired because either their resume is an issue or it doesn't get through the applicant tracking system. The employers are becoming way more selective. They're not looking at they're looking at soft skills, hard skills, where you went to school. I mean, there's all kind of different discriminations that go along with it. They look at your social media profile, they look at your picture, they go by how you look, all of that. Let's just be honest. There's so many criteria that fall into why people are not getting jobs. It's not because there's a shortage of job postings. So Google, you're not going to save America with that. And then also too, let's just keep it real. This is a great opportunity for Google, because Google, this is a sales pitch that Google is doing to companies and employers and businesses, because Google is going to start charging these businesses, companies, to post, employers, to post their job using Google's job search and saying that, hey, this is the place that everybody's going to go to look for jobs. People go to Google anyway, but this is just this is going to be an easier one-stop shop place, right? So they're going to start charging. They're going to take the business away from Career Builder, Monster, Indeed, and employers are going to say, hey, I'm going to post our jobs on Google. But that's still not the solution. That's not the solution to the problem, because it's not a shortage of job postings. It's got to be, there's several things, in my opinion. One of the issues is we need to go back to on-the-job training. On-the-job training, people should get hired because they have the interest, the passion, the persistence. Their interest has to be in what the position is. They're really excited about doing the work. Those are the people that need to get the on-the-job training. They should get hired and just get paid, like, say, okay, let's say, for example, the job is $50 an hour. Well, because you have no experience at all, maybe you can start someone on in this position at maybe $30 an hour, okay? Maybe $35 an hour, until you get to the point to where you know your job inside and out. Then you will get a raise and revisit it maybe every 3 months and increase while you increase your knowledge and your experience. On the job training is the best way to go about it to fix the problem. The other thing is education. A lot of people are going to college and getting a college degree, but they're not getting the job. So I think it should be the responsibility of these schools to partner with these companies to say, okay, they're going to get the education piece, but maybe when they graduate, you should hire them in as an apprentice and pay them a lower amount than what the standard is until they get up to speed to the ability to be able to do their work on their own and where you would like them to be. And then they increase over time, 3 months, 6 months, go back and revisit it and keep track of, is this person progressing? Are they learning? Are they passionate about it? Are they a good culture fit? Is it all working out? All those things. That is another solution. Our high schools should go back to. Also, I know some high schools, you can get your associate's degree. That's great. But we need more work experience. So high schools need to go back to. There needs to be funding to where some kids that don't want to go to college, they need to implement, wood shop, carpentry, refrigeration repair, what's the other thing? Those type of things. So students that don't want to just like, and then also too, I'm sorry, I just thought about this as well. High schools and colleges should also incorporate entrepreneurship and teach about sales, teach about marketing, and part of their requirement to graduate is to actually have a business concept and to implement it and get your first, I don't know, 1 to 5 customers or clients and help them along the way. So when they graduate after spending all that money for college, they can pay their loans back or the companies can pay, can match it. If I pay $500 on my student loans, then my employer will match it for $500. There are some companies that are out there doing it, but we need more to do it. This is what's going to save America. Not Google. Google adding a new job board is not going to save America. What's going to save America are Americans that work in the education industry. So we're talking about our public high schools, our private schools, our charter schools. The government can get involved by also implementing on-the-job training, hiring our veterans. Our veterans have several years of experience doing the same line of work, but they did it on a military institution. Hire these vets. They have the experience, they have the knowledge, they have the discipline, they have the dedication, the passion. Okay? That could solve the problem. So our government can help. These businesses can help. These employers can help. If everyone will do their part and implement apprenticeship on the job training, implement these things and it will solve the problem. Match people's student loans. It's just real simple. Google is not going to save America. Americans are going to save America. It's just that simple. We all just need to do our part. Stop making the hiring process, stop scrutinizing people in such a way that doesn't make sense. It shouldn't matter where someone lives, how far they are from the job. It shouldn't matter because on their resume they didn't have enough keywords. That doesn't matter. Let's start talking to each other. Let's sit down and hear what is your passion? What's your interest? What is your purpose? What are you excited about doing? And then that's the job you should be doing. It's just that simple. We can solve this problem. Google's not going to do it. Sorry, Google. Love using Google to look for information and to learn. Love it. But you're not going to save America by creating another job board.